Time for one more thing. We wrap up everything you need to know to get your day started. It's now available as a podcast, so check out the podcast header at WRAT.com if you missed it yesterday. You know, we've been talking about this Robert O'Neill guy who's doing this appearance out at I Play America. He's
the Navy SEAL.
Guy credited taking out Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, Navy Zero SEAL. Dark 30.
No. Navy SEAL, exactly. So yeah. One more thing right there this morning is all about SEAL Team 6. Did you know SEAL Team 6 back in the day got its name to confuse the Soviet Union? Because at the time, there were only two teams.
So it made him sound like there was five other ones.
Right, right. At the time, there's only two Navy SEAL teams.
Well, that would be four other ones.
And then the Pentagon said, well, we can't name it SEAL Team 2.
Right.
That seems a little light.
Oh!
So let's call it SEAL Team 6.
Oh, that's cool.
And because then they would slip that in some places where the Soviet spies would get it, and the Soviets would be like, oh, my God, they got six of these teams.
Right. There's five other teams out here.
They got six of these. Really? But in the beginning, it was only. And so now, who knows how many? There could be two. There could be 12. There could be 15. Who knows?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's one more thing. Now you're ready for the day. Get out there and rock it with the rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.